the time they would get, what would you say about them? They
would offend them.
Yeah, and they finally get.
It almost could say you get to be your enemies directly because they didn't want to come in contact with you. Yeah. At all. No, I knew a lot of people that you couldn't joke at all, but they'd want to rough you up all they could, you know. Oh, what kind of person you'd call that? How? I just call him a one-sided somebody.
Uh-huh.
And so all the way I'd express it about, he's just one-sided. He can't see both sides of anything. Here a few years ago, they got to using a word I didn't understand for a long time, pessimistic or something like that about somebody.
Yeah.
Well, it was a fella that didn't agree was nothing you agreed with, see?
Yes, sir.
And I got one or two friends like that that's around that's pretty rough.
Okay. If somebody got ill or something like that, if they'd been quite well, and then you hear that they've come down with a disease or something, you'd say that last night you said that they had.
Very sudden, which is what we'd always say, come down with it. A sudden case of this or a sudden case of that that nobody was expecting, see?
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. If they got something, you know, they'd been coughing or sneezing, you'd say that they had...
had caught a cold or caught TB or something or another. That's what's working on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if it affected their voice like this, you'd say that they were.
Most people I ever saw that something was wrong with their voice kind of was because they were tongue-tied.
Yeah.
That's what we all expressed it to be, and you know, if you jabbered things and didn't say it right.
Yeah. What if they hollered a long time, say at a football game or something like that, and the next day their voice would sound like this?
That hoarse, being hoarse, yeah.
Okay. And you'd also you'd say that they'd have a
light cough, you'd think, or
if somebody couldn't hear anything, you'd say that they were stone
deaf. Deaf.
Okay.
They're stone deaf.
Yeah. And now, if you'd worked out in the fields a long time, with you know, you'd say your shirt would get wet from
perspiration.
Yeah.
Most people scroll way back. They call it sweat.
Yeah.
Then they got to call it perspiration later on.
Okay. You'd say they'd be out in the fields and they'd be, their shirt would be filled with
perspiration now, okay. But it was sweat them days.
And you might say somebody out in the field, by the time he finished work, well, you'd say that he would always, he'd always, in the old days, you'd say he'd, somebody
wet with sweat?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Or you put in a hot day or something, or did you say?
Yeah. Now, what would you call a little sore or something that would come up, a discharge, you know?
Pimple.